This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tropical Storm Elsa is weaker after making landfall along Florida's northern Gulf Coast, but it's still moving today over Georgia and the Carolinas. Gusty winds and heavy rain and isolated tornadoes. The storm killed at least one person in Florida and injured several at a Navy base in Georgia. The search through the rubble of that collapsed Florida condo building is now a recovery mission, no longer a rescue operation. 54 people are known dead, 86 still missing. Rescue crews and others held a moment of silence last night. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Emotions were raw as firefighters, police, searchers, clergy, journalists, and public officials gathered at the massive pile of rubble to honor the dozens of people still unaccounted for and now presumed dead. Earlier, families received the crushing news. The search now is only for remains, with no hope anyone could be found alive.
The coronavirus has now killed more than 4 million people around the world, a number about equal to the population of Los Angeles. Our Tim McGuire takes a look at where we are.
As the availability of vaccines increases, daily deaths have dropped, now fewer than 8,000, compared with the more than 18,000 people dying each day in January. The World Health Organization warns of the gap between the wealthy and poor nations, noting that vaccination drives are barely getting started in Africa and other desperately poor areas as the U.S. and wealthier nations roll back precautions, even with the highly contagious Delta variant making inroads around the globe. I'm Tim McGuire.
Authorities in Haiti say they've shot four suspects dead in a gun battle after the murder of Haiti's president, two others in custody. The Tampa Bay Lightning have won the Stanley Cup. This is AP News. John Leatherby has more on the Lightning's big win.
For the second straight year, the Tampa Bay Lightning are hoisting the Stanley Cup. Rookie Ross Colton scored the only goal of the game in the second period to give the Lightning a 1-0 win over Montreal at Emily Arena. Colton, the University of Vermont product, tipped a goalmouth feed past an outstretched Carey Price in the Canadiens' goal, sending the near-capacity crowd into a frenzy. Lightning netminder Andre Vasilevsky was named the Conn Smythe Trophy winner as the playoffs' most valuable player.
The whole team deserves it for sure, and just to have five shutouts in one playoffs, it's all about team.
For Tampa forward Pat Maroon, this is his third straight championship, winning last year and in 2019 with St. Louis. I'm John Leatherby.
Macy's 4th of July fireworks on NBC was one of the week's biggest ratings winners. About 5 million people watched the TV show. America's Got Talent was tops. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.